Thank you for listening to the Dothan First podcast. We hope you enjoy today's inspiring message.
How many thank God that He knows how to take care of our every need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus? Well, here's what I want you to do. If you'll grab your copy of God's Word and simply say this, go ahead and say it out loud. If you're there in your house, maybe you're by yourself with friends or at a watch party, go ahead and say this with me. Say, I am what God's Word says I am, and I can do what God's Word said I can do. And I can be all that God said I could be. So today, I'll hear God's word, I'll receive God's word, and I will obey His word because I love His word. And go ahead and turn to the person next to you if you got somebody near you and say, you look really, really good on a Sunday morning this morning. Well, go ahead, if you would, and turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1 is where we've been. We've been going through this series first on the test of trials and now into the word in action. How many know that the word works, but you've got to put your faith into action? You can't just talk a good game. You've got to be willing, literally, to do what that word says. And I know that some of you are home with your children. It's been a week without school, or at least a number of days without school. And I remember when my kids were little, I heard a story one time. Right? I'm going to tell a story. Okay. I heard a story one time about the little boy, and he was told to go to bed, and he was up and down and up and down. And parents, you know what I mean. You've had that before. They get up for a minute, now they're down. And you finally get them back to sleep, or you think you get them back to sleep, and then sure enough, Dad, you know. Well, here was one of those moments, and he had been up about five times. And finally, the dad had just had it. And he heard the boy's voice, Dad, can I have a glass of water? He said, Son, I told you to go to bed. You've already had water. You've already had all that you need. You've taken three bathroom breaks. Go to bed. He said, but Dad, I'm thirsty. Can I have a drink of water? He said, Son, I told you no more. Now, if I hear you, if I've got to come in there one more time, you're going to be in trouble, and I'm going to give you a spanking. Well, sure enough, a few minutes later, Dad, when you come in here to give me a spanking, can you give me a drink of water? I mean, you know, sometimes kids are persistent. And I think sometimes the lack of persistence as it relates to our relationship with God is the proof that we haven't truly grown into maturity. My heart during this season is the muscle called faith in your life would grow into maturity. And so here we are in this word in action. Today we're going to be talking about discovering God's direction. Discovering God's direction. Friends, this is not a time for reaction. It's a time for action. Right? We can do things by faith. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I know for some of you, you'd faced issues in your past where you've wondered what the right answer is. You face a problem, a trial, a crisis, or maybe something like now during this outbreak of a coronavirus, you're wondering what's the right decision. I want to teach you how to find and discover God's direction during this season. Some of you may be facing some key decisions about your business that's going to affect your future, or maybe your home life with your children, and how that's going to affect your future and theirs. Maybe for some of you, it's your spouse or your relationship there in your marriage and how that's going to affect the future. Friends, listen, always go to God's word. Whenever I have a decision that I need to make, I will claim James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. So let's read it together. Here it is. If you need wisdom, hey, how many need wisdom right now, right? He says, ask our generous God, and He'll give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. It goes on to say this. Ready? It says, but if or when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. He says, don't waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. And then it says in verse 7, such people should not expect to receive anything from their Lord. It says, verse 8, their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they're unstable in everything they do. Can we take a moment and pray over that word we've just heard? Lord, thank you for the opportunity we get to hear and receive your word. Now, Lord, I pray you'd make my tongue like the pen of a writer, that I can write your heart to these amazing people that are watching right now online. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, here's the key. When we lack wisdom, we need to ask God. In that Greek word, that word lack or need is liapo, which is literally the shortage or deficiency. It's kind of like what you'd see if there was a blackout in some city or location because of a power outage. There was a lack of power, therefore they had a blackout. How many of you know some of us in this city or in this region or even in this world, we're feeling like the world's getting kind of dim. It feels a little dark. And I want you to know and be encouraged that God is faithful. He knows how to take care of our every need if we'll simply ask. And we have to talk to him and believe in faith, to trust him that he knows best. I remember when Michelle and I had the opportunity to experience this difficulty, this crisis with our family. It was when the tornadoes went through the state of Alabama and really all over the world, but specifically in the United States and specifically in the state of Alabama. There were more tornadoes that touched down in the state of Alabama than has ever happened at one time. Back in 2011, my parents were moving to Alabama. Their home was being built, and so they happened to be living with us at the time. And so already we were boxed in, and the kids were sleeping in rooms together and all that so we could make space to expand our home to our family. And during that time, the tornado came, and it took part of our roof off. And fortunately, we were able to get tarps put down, but the roof, it took time. So there were rooms that were yet unavailable. We couldn't inhabit those rooms that were damaged. And so we were pushed in even tighter. But one of the things that I found the greatest joy in, even though we were struggling and I was leading a team of thousands in disaster relief response, one of the things that we found comfort in is that the electricity was at a premium. We didn't have electricity for 14 days. So we didn't have access to cell phones like we normally would. We couldn't go out and about because gas stations were closed down because trucks weren't able to get in as quickly to fill up those gas tanks. And of course, there were lines. There was a shortage. But in the shortage, in the crisis, God still prevailed. And I'll tell you this, because we took time as a family, it made things all the sweeter in the midst of crisis. Friends, can I tell you, this is a moment in the life of the church. Yes, this too shall pass. But this moment, you can seize it. Build relationship with your children or your grandkids. Take time to pray and talk to God. Maybe you've been so busy. This is your opportunity to cool your jets, as my mom used to say, to relax and trust God that he knows best. He knows how to take care of our every need. Let me quickly give you the problem. And I don't want to take a whole lot of time on the problem because we know there are plenty of problems out there to deal with. But here's the main problem that we have when we need wisdom and we don't have it is this: indecision. The Bible says it's a double-minded man that's unstable in all of his ways. It's indecision. That word double-minded literally means two-souled, divided loyalty. You're being pulled in two directions. Double-mindedness can be debilitating. It can be paralyzing. It can produce instability. It can, often that word is translated confused. Like a drunk person that's staggering from one place to the other, indecision causes instability. If you are not rooted and grounded in the truth of God's word, it'll cause you to be unstable in all your ways. Instable in your emotions, right? You can have unstable emotions where when worry builds up and now you can't eat. or anxiety, and now you're losing sleep. Or this paralyzing fear, and where you feel like you can't even breathe. The most miserable people in all the world are those that are chronically indecisive. It can create unstable relationships, causing the lack of stability, fear in relationships, wavering, right? Parents that say one thing to their kid and then does another. It creates instability in relationships. It can even create an unstable spiritual life where literally it says, let no man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. It hinders prayer when we're not sold out to God, when we don't trust him with what he's given us, then it's simply living an unchecked double life. Double-mindedness literally can lead to a double life. It's like one foot in and one foot out. The Bible says you're unstable in all your ways. It's when you want your will more than you want God's will. Here's the solution. Here's the prescription for double-mindedness. It's that we need to get wisdom from God. We need to get wisdom from God. So how do we do that? What ways can we practically take this and use it for God's kingdom and for his glory and for our growth? Here it is. Step one is we start by admitting we need help from God, right? We need God's wisdom. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom in James chapter 1, verse 5, we got to admit, God, we need your help. How many of you know this is a universal problem, right? Not just the coronavirus, but the need for wisdom. The word in the Greek for wisdom is sophia. It's the word, picture of insight. And it's kind of like, you know, philosophy. It's the love of wisdom. And it's different from knowledge, by the way, right? Knowledge puffs up, but wisdom is knowledge put into practice. It's seeing life from God's point of view, from his perspective. I'll never forget when my brother-in-law and I did something kind of stupid. We went mountain climbing without being prepared. We were in Colorado together, and we just decided literally shorts and a t-shirt. It was already snow on the ground. And we just decided without any gear, without any water, without any preparation, so stupid. We decided to climb up the side of this mountain. Man, we got to a place where it was dangerous. But I'll tell you this, in the midst of all of it, what I did find is when we came to a peak, before we got to the peak, all we could see was dirt. And some of you may feel like that right now. You're asking God for wisdom, and all you can see is dirt. But what you need to see is his perspective, the aerial view, the bigger picture. As we got to the tip or close to the edge of that mountain and we could see over top, we could see everything more clearly. And so it is when we open up God's word and we find God's wisdom. The world puts priority on education, right? Just more degrees. Friends, you can have more degrees than a thermometer and still not be happy, still not have true wisdom. True wisdom is what you do with your knowledge. Education gives you the facts, but wisdom gives you the solution. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 says it like this: when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Pride short circuits wisdom. That's basically what he's saying. You can't learn from God when you think you know it all. And I guess maybe a question you ought to ask, don't ask yourself, why don't you ask your spouse, when's the last time that you said I was wrong? Or ask your kids, when's the last time I said I'm wrong? Please forgive me. Or when's the last time you went to God and said, God, today I need your wisdom. Before I don't know, send my kids to the grocery store, Lord, I need wisdom. Before I pay that, you know, special thing that you want, whatever it is, before I pay for that vacation, or before I do this, or before I do that, Lord, give me wisdom. On the job, decisions you're making. Some of you business owners right now are wondering what to do in the midst of this crisis. How about you go to the God of all wisdom who knows what to do and can teach you and keep you? Step two is this: we ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. I talked about this last week. We should ask God. We should pray. We should talk to him. We need to get wisdom from him. This is not, by the way, a suggestion. It says we should ask God. It really isn't a suggestion in the tense here, in the Greek tense. It's actually, you must ask God. Friends, you've got to ask God. I need to ask God. We need to ask God for the furtherance of his kingdom and for our future. It depends on what we do at this moment right here, right now. We've got to ask God. And that condition is, it seems in this text, requires a close enough relationship where you can have a conversation. Maybe this is the time where you get closer to God than you ever have been before. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 says it like this: "It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and understanding." If you had one request, one thing you could ask God for, what would it be? Solomon had this opportunity. The great King Solomon, who's now known years later, centuries later, and thousands of years later, known as the wisest man who ever lived. You want to know why he was so wise? Because he asked God. God basically gave him the plate, the open opportunity to ask for anything. And instead of asking for wealth, popularity, and fame, he asked for wisdom. And the Bible says because he asked for wisdom, not only did God give him wisdom, but he gave him everything else. He gave him wealth and fame and influence and a long life. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, "You don't have because you don't ask." You know, in the New Testament, over 20 times it literally says, "Ask and it will be given." But the idea is that you ask with persistence, that you don't waver. I can tell you the pastors here at Dothan First have been praying and asking the Lord for wisdom. We've been asking him during this crisis, during the coronavirus crisis, we've been asking the Lord continually for wisdom. What do you want us to do? How can we do what you've called us to do? How can we be the church in this time? And friends, we're continuing to do the work of the ministry consistently, faithfully. And we don't want to have to stop or minimize that in any form or fashion during this season, but we want to accelerate our connection with you through online connections and through other opportunities that the Lord gives us. I believe he's going to give us creative wisdom in how to reach our world for him. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says it like this: "Getting wisdom is the most important thing that we can do." That's what you need. You need God's wisdom. Step 3, here we go, is anticipate, right? Not only do we ask God for wisdom, not only do we admit we need his help, but then we anticipate that God is going to provide what we need. You know, that's what Peter did when he was walking on water. We all like to think about the walk on water Peter, right? The one that stepped out of the boat, the one that had faith to do what seemed impossible. But what we forget is that before the steps on water, it says that there was a great storm. Friends, the Bible talks about this. It says, in the midst of storms. It doesn't say there will be no storms. He says, he'll be with us in the midst of them. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus met them out there on the water while the waves are still cascading over top of that boat. And Peter is asking desperately to hold on for dear life and to know what to do. And sure enough, he sees Jesus. And he realizes that the wind and the waves that stepping out of the boat onto what seemed impossible was closer to Jesus, meaning it was closer to his salvation, closer to the firm footing of solid ground. That's what God asks of you today. Will you step out of the boat in faith? In the midst of the storm, will you look just to the ship to keep you afloat? Friends, I know we pray for our president, we pray for the governing authorities, we pray for those that are currently making major decisions, we pray for city officials here in Dothan and in the Wiregrass area, we pray for the governor and the state of Alabama and those making decisions, we pray for our medical community, and we pray for our doctors and nurses and those taking care of our elderly. But can I tell you, that's not where we put our hope. Our hope is fixed on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to anticipate. The Bible says it like this in verse 6, "But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt." He says, if you don't, you're like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed about by the wind. It's like a cork out in the ocean. It just moves and bobs about, and it goes where the wind goes. It goes where the tide goes. It goes where the waves go. Friends, that's not our calling. Our calling in crisis is to turn to our Creator. That's the hope that you will find in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says it like this, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards. Listen, He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Are you seeking Him today? And finally, let's get to the promise. The promise is this: God will give us wisdom. Verse 5 in James chapter 1 says it like this: ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. It pleases God for you to ask. He loves you so much. He's just waiting for you to ask. He wants you to trust Him, but He wants you to come and build relationship with Him. And He's going to give. He's going to give generously, continually, cheerfully. He's going to give liberally. He's going to give with unlimited resource and without finding fault. Listen, God's not going to say, oh, it's you again. Not you again. No, what He's going to say is, I'm so glad it's you again. Our biggest problem often is that we lack wisdom to deal with a situation. And when we do, don't just turn to social media. Don't just turn to Fox and CNN and even governing officials or the headlines. No, turn to God, the author and perfecter of your faith. Where does God need to give us wisdom? Yes, for this crisis we're facing, yes, we need God's wisdom. But what other areas in your life need God's wisdom? Whether it's your health, your children, maybe it's your family members, your spouse, something you're dealing with at home with a crisis, maybe in your relationship, in your marriage, whatever it might be, friend, God has the wisdom you need. Sure, it's great to be educated, but do you know there are times where you need to turn off the TV and turn off social media? Sometimes that can just discourage you, frustrate you, and make you fearful. And I don't want to see that happen to any one of you. I want you to build your faith in God during this time. And please, 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 during this time, don't violate God's principles as it relates to giving. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. Either you serve one or the other. And I want you to serve God even with your finances. I know some of us are kind of like this. Lord, we trust you with our eternity, but we won't trust Him with our temporary. For friends, we don't own anything. Everything we have is on loan from God. And I want to encourage you during this time to continue to pour out in giving, in love and support, connecting with others through emails, through texts, through social media. Listen, don't post a bunch of social media frenzy or fear. Post something in faith. Post something encouraging. Bless somebody. When they get on your post, if you have a Facebook or Instagram, let it be that they feel more encouraged because they connected with you on social media. Let that be the byword of the church during this time. Listen, and I can say it like this: God's not going to make the decision for you. Some people put that as a cop-out, like, well, I'll just leave it up to God. Well, yes, that's true, but do you know that God's not going to make that decision for you? That in some ways, it's because you're just scared and you become passive. Literally, that spirit of fear can grip you and paralyze you. And I don't want to see that happen either. God's wisdom is found in God's Word. If you want God's wisdom, you got to look into God's Word. Study it. Listen, get into this book more than you ever have before. Memorize passages. Encourage yourself in the Lord, as David said. Hold this book close. Down through centuries, this book has stood the test of time. And it's carried people. Listen, we're going through this, but there have been people that have died for their faith, martyrs around the world that have used this book as a guidepost for their life. Use this book in faith and let your relationship get closer to God, and let that faith muscle be built up during this time. Read it, study it, memorize it, meditate it. on God's word. Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know what happens? Oftentimes, we want it to be a searchlight or a spotlight that shows us 20 miles ahead. Don't we? Isn't that what we want? We all want to just know immediately, what's God going to do 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, next year? But you know what it is? The Bible says his word is a lamp unto our feet. It literally is a picture of us having just enough light to take the next step of faith in your journey. And God's going to give you the wisdom that you need in the midst of this crisis to find him faithful. You can live by chance or you can live by choice, but I pray that you live without doubt. The Bible talks about that our feelings are very unstable. They're here one day and gone tomorrow. They're up one day and down the next. You can't put your trust in your emotions. You've got to put the instability into the stability of God's word. Your unstable emotions have to be submitted to the stable, loving God, making him first place with your job, with your money, with your kids, with your family, with your spouse. The smartest decision you can make right now is to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Can I pray over you right now? Would you just bow your heads? Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, let us be reminded of the significance of your word and the foundation of it. It gives us stable ground to walk. It's a light unto our path. And now, God, I ask in Jesus' name for those watching online that, Lord, if they are unstable and feeling unstable, Lord, stabilize them with your word. Strengthen them. Guide them. Guard them. Give them wisdom. Don't just educate them, but God, give them supernatural wisdom from on high. Give us, like the sons of Issachar, knowing the signs of the times, give us supernatural wisdom for the days ahead. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides and guards and leads and protects. Your Holy Spirit is with us. Thank you for that. If you just keep your heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute, there may be some right now that I'm speaking to. You'd say, Mark, if I'm being honest, I've not been trusting God like I need to. I need to put my faith and confidence and hope in the only one that is secure in an instable and unstable world. If that's you and you just say, Mark, that's me, pray for me, include me in this prayer right now. Whether you're a child, a teenager, an adult, a mom, a dad, maybe a grandma or a grandpa, whatever your status is, you need to put your faith and confidence in Jesus Christ right now. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to do this. Would you pray this prayer with me? And let it sink deep into your heart so you can know that you know that God is in control. I want to lead you in this prayer right now. Just simply say this in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I repent for all I've done wrong, and I believe that you died and rose again for me. I make you Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for changing me. I choose to put my trust in you with every area of my life. And today, I make you owner of all things in me. Take away every fear, every doubt, every concern. And Lord, if I do battle that because my emotions and my mind will race ahead, I pray it would be settled and balanced in faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray it all. Amen and amen. Friend, if you just made that decision, it's the greatest decision you could ever make in your whole life. And I want you to know, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to know about it. And we want to help you in your walk of faith. One way you can do that is by texting the word D1WALK to 84576. It's a connection point that we want to make with you, and it gives you a free downloadable copy to this booklet called One to One. It helps you in your walk of faith. And whether you have Android or maybe it's an Apple platform, whatever your smartphone is, you can text that word D1WALK, no spaces there, just the letters D and the number 1 and then W-A-L-K to 84576. We have some other ways that you can connect to us. You can text, again, 84576. You can text not only D1WALK, but you can also text D1GROW to sign up for our Grow Track, which is currently on pause, but we will be coming back to it. And then D1Water, of course, if you'd like to be baptized. And then finally, D1Life, if you want to join a life group. Friends, we want you to feel connected during this time like never before. Friends, I know you may feel unstable, you may feel uncertain, but we serve a God who loves us, who watches over us, who cares for us. And friends, He cares for you. In just a moment, I'm going to pray a blessing over you. But I know some of you are battling fear, doubt, and uncertainty. And I want you to know that myself, my wife, Michelle, our pastors, our leaders, our deacons, our elders, all of us here at Dothan First are praying for you. And we're believing God for tremendous results, that He builds in you strength and resilience during this season. Friends, we love you with all of our heart. If you'd like to connect with us, you can, of course, connect by phone during our normal business hours, and we've got voice call after hours as well. Or maybe you just need that prayer support. You can email us. You can go on our website. You can make connections with us through social media. Friends, let us stay connected with you during this time. And let's keep doing life together. Let's be the church. Let's be a shining example. Listen, friends, we were made for this moment. As I said last week, friends, I can just tell you, we believe in God, but I want you to know God believes in us. He's allowed us as His children to go through this moment together because He's trusting that we will be His hands and feet extended in love in our community. We should be the shining light in the middle of this dark time. And I just want to release you with a blessing, once again reminding you that we won't be having our normal services here at our church during the 22nd and the 29th. Please join with us online those 2 days. And then, Lord willing, on April 5th, we'll be back together. And then our normal events that are taking place during that season also have been postponed. But we're still doing church, friends, because the church has never been about a building. The church is you and me. Matter of fact, the Bible says that He lives in us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So now, if you just put your hands out like you're ready to receive a gift, and let's just go to God as we receive this blessing from Him. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance on you and bring you peace. And may the Lord our God write His name on your heart and declare, "You're my child. No one can take you from my hand." May you sense the significant love of our God, the protection of our God, who wipes away every fear. For perfect love casts out all fear. And we release that blessing of perfect love that releases you from fear in Jesus' name, to know the hope that lies within you and the hope of Jesus Christ that carries you. I bless you to be a blessing to your family, to your friends, to your coworkers, to your neighbors, to this city. I bless you to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a Jesus-filled week. Make sure to connect with us online, and we will be sure to connect back with you. God bless you. Have a Jesus-filled week.
Thank you for listening. Stay connected with us at dothan1st.org or follow us on social media at dothan1st. Also, if you're in the Dothan area, we would love to have you join us this Sunday at 10 a.m.